Need some outfit inspiration? See the hottest street fashion Utah has to offer in our monthly Slug Style feature.
Shh, are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. Hi, I'm Andrew Goldring. I'm a musician from Salt Lake City. Some of the musicians that play in my band are Zeke Hartman, Matt Morrison, Agel Anderson, Thomas Jakes, Christian Lucy, and Ken Vallejos. I've got a new single coming out called Chemical Spirit Connection. This was a song that I recorded in Fullerton, California at a studio called The Music Box with a producer named John O'Brien. It's one of the first songs that I've done recently with an outside producer from start to finish, so I had a really good time working on this song with him. I'm planning to do a music video for the song with Everett Fitch of Big American Story. When I was younger, about 10 years ago, I got started playing blues rock. I watched a Stevie Ray Vaughan video, and I just thought it was the coolest thing ever when I was like 11 years old. So I started playing some gigs, and I had some dudes that I played with in a church band that backed me up as my band, and we started playing some shows around town, and people kind of started picking up on it and liking what I was doing, liking my guitar playing. I ended up getting offered some bigger shows. My biggest show that I did as a kid was I played for the Snowbird Blues and Rock Festival, and I opened for Johnny Winter, the slide guitarist. So that was a really cool opportunity. When I was about 15 or 16, I kind of started gravitating towards like indie rock music and singer-songwriter music, and I stopped being as active in the local scene. People that had supported me were kind of confused as to why I wasn't trying to be the next guitar prodigy or whatever they were telling me I was going to be. People had compared me to musicians like Johnny Lang, who was a young guitar player that got noticed when he was like 13 or 14. But yeah, I decided that songwriting was going to be my main focus and creating something that was unique and that wasn't just rooted in trying to show off my guitar playing or like trying to be the best blues guitar player or anything like that, because music for me is more about art than it is sport. I made a lot of really stupid joke music when I was in high school. I had like a fake metal band, and like I made some really bad rap songs that are probably buried on the internet somewhere. Eventually, I kind of figured out my sound a little bit more. Kind of found some of the influences that I have now. Singer-songwriters like Neil Young and Ryan Adams, Bob Dylan. I joined a band after high school called Golden Sun. It was like an indie pop rock band. Played in that band for a couple of years. I started another band called Great Interstate, which I did for about another 2 years. That was a good time in my life. I wrote an album and recorded it all myself, and that was kind of my first time doing that and just being myself from start to finish. When Great Interstate broke up, I decided to pursue music as a solo artist again and just got back to writing songs. During this time, I was doing a lot of studio work. I started my studio, Sound Cave, in 2014. One of my favorite ways that people have described my music recently is Americanadelic, is something a reviewer called it recently. I thought that was interesting. Kind of a blend of like psychedelic rock and singer-songwriter music. Some of my favorite albums are Wilco albums. I really like Jeff Tweedy's ability to write a really great classic song and then surround it with all this weird instrumentation and weird production. A typical day for me involves a lot of music. Music has been my full-time gig for a few years now, which has been amazing. I usually wake up in the morning, my wife and I make some coffee, I drive her to work, I drop her off, I come back home to my studio, and I either work on writing my own stuff, or I meet up with another artist and I work on a project that I'm recording, or I work on mixing or mastering for one of my remote mixing clients. I usually try to spend a certain amount of the day working on my own stuff, which can be a challenge sometimes when I'm always multitasking and always working on other people's art as well. But I try to set aside a couple hours in the morning just to spend time with my thoughts and like turn off my phone and my computer and just write music. That's the ideal day for me, as I take my dog on a walk and I listen to demos, and then I come home and I just like shut everything off and I just write, or I just read a book and then try to channel that creative energy into a song. And then if I have time that day, I'll go down to the studio and I'll start demoing it. I'll start recording. I've also been spending a lot of time trying to learn the business side of music stuff, which has been a huge challenge because it totally goes against everything about my personality. I've been spending a lot of time sending emails, trying to book shows, trying to learn how to word things better, trying to do press things and get blogs to review my music. So that's been a challenge, but it's been really rewarding as well. Another highlight thing that happened this year was I got some really awesome press. My song Cosmic Dance was featured in an article on the Huffington Post, which was super cool. And a lot of other blogs featured my new EP, so that's been exciting. It's fun to hear other people talk about your music because sometimes you run out of ways to describe it. It's cool to have someone write a review because it helps you understand how your music is perceived outside of your own head or outside of even just your own local market. Visions are cloudy, but her eyes pierce right through me. My mom is a folk singer and my dad is a sound guy, so I grew up with music around the house all the time. My mom has been a musician for over 40 years, and she taught me my first chords on the guitar when I was 9 or 10. When I was 5 or 6 years old, my mom was in a band for a few years, and one of my first memories of that was going into the studio with them, and it was the first time I'd ever been to a recording studio or seen anything like it. And I remember from a really young age, I was just fascinated by what was happening, and I would sit on the couch and watch the producer work on Pro Tools, and I just remember being so fascinated, and that kind of planted a seed in my mind that I knew I wanted to record music later on in my life. When I was about 13, 14, my dad had some recording gear around. He was mostly a live sound guy, but he had some recording gear that he had bought to record my mom. And he never really used it that much, but it was sitting in the closet, and so I would dig some stuff out. There were just a couple of cheap microphones and interface, and he had a copy of Pro Tools on our computer at home, so I kind of just started teaching myself how to do Pro Tools stuff, and I was really bad at it for like 2 years. I just kind of trudged my way through before I actually took the time to learn anything, and then eventually I opened up some sessions from another guy that I had recorded with, and I started looking through his Pro Tools sessions and just kind of seeing the way that he recorded me and like the way that he used effects or did things in the recording to make it sound a certain way, and I all of a sudden something clicked in my mind and I was like, oh, that's how you use this tool, that's how you do this kind of track. And ever since then I've just been teaching myself about recording, trying to learn, trying to do research. Right around that time, a lot of people started posting videos on YouTube about how to record, how to use Pro Tools, stuff like that, so that kind of got me started with the recording bug. My family overall has been influential. They supported me from a very young age, which I'm super thankful for. There's a song on my EP called Cosmic Dance, and this song was kind of an interesting shift in songwriting for me. I sat down at a piano, an electric piano that was in my studio that I was borrowing from a friend, and I'm not really much of a piano player, but I can fudge some chords once in a while, so I came up with a little rhythm and a little chord progression on the piano. I recorded it, and then I looped it, and then I added a bass line, and I kind of just had this loop going for several days. I didn't really know what to do with it, and I came back to the studio one time when I had some free time, and I put some drums down on top of it, and I sort of built this whole track kind of from the ground up. It was a different way to write for me because I've always been kind of a guitar songwriter, but that song specifically opened me up to a new approach to writing music, a new approach to piecing things together. Lost in a dream. Lately, I've been kind of rethinking the way I write lyrics. I've been taking a lot more time with them. When I was younger, I would just only write songs that I felt really inspired with all the way through. I would just try to channel as much as I could and just kind of vomit it out and then let that be the song. And if I didn't like it, I would just throw it away and move on. But these days, I've been just sort of getting into a lot of stream of consciousness writing. I'll wake up in the morning and I'll write a page on my notebook of just whatever bullshit I want to come up with for the day. And then I'll filter through it. I'll try to find some lines that are interesting or some imagery that's interesting. And then I'll write a verse and a chorus and a bridge. And then a lot of times I'll go back and I'll completely rewrite the song or realize that it's starting to mean something else or realize that I want the imagery to be different or I want it to be more mysterious. I think a lot of times people ask that question, like, what is this song about? And I always have a hard time answering that question because, to me, writing a song, the fun of it is that you don't know what it's about until it's over. A lot of the best songs are that way. And sometimes you never know what it's about, or sometimes what it's about might mean something for a month or two, and then you come back to it a year later and it's about something completely different. And I think that's the magic of songwriting for me, is just trying to be free to let the muse channel whatever's in the air around me and just let it create its own imagery and let it create its own meaning. And if I don't know exactly how to put a finger on what I'm saying, it doesn't matter, because usually it comes in the form of someone else interpreting the song later on. That's how I begin to really understand the song, or understand what the song is trying to tell me. Once in a while, people from my early days of blues rock kind of stuff will reach out to me. And one time I had this guy email me. The subject line was like, "What happened?" He like sent me this email scathing me because I was like not making like blues music anymore. He was so close-minded in the email that I just kind of felt bad for him. I pretty much wrote him a response. I tried to be as nice as I could, but I was like, "Dude, what do you think music is? If you're trying to put an artist in a box and expect the same thing from them over and over again, what is it that you're getting out of listening to music? Because obviously it's not the same thing that those of us who are actually trying to create something new are getting out of it." That's one of the reasons that I kind of stopped doing that guitar-focused music. Not that I have anything against it. I still really appreciate that kind of music, and I just kind of realized that the reason I like Jimi Hendrix is because he wrote really good songs, and he created these recordings that are impeccable. They're the coolest recordings ever. And yeah, like, he's the best guitar player in the world, but that's not the point. The point is that he is an artist, and he created something unique that many others have emulated, but no one else has done. This year you can expect a bunch of new music from me. I'm working on producing some new singles and some new music videos. I'm slowly gathering enough songs to do a full-length LP. I have dozens of song ideas floating around, but I want it to be the right batch of songs to put on an album. I want to do an album that's cohesive and has kind of a theme from start to finish. So I've been just taking my time experimenting, and my goal is to start recording with some different producers and kind of seeing who's going to be a good fit to do a full-length album with. Mostly I've been focused on writing and recording. I'm also submitting for some festivals this summer and some other local gigs this summer, so we'll see how that pans out. I'm also planning some more Southwestern tour dates in the next year. Preferably I want to do some full band shows out of town, which will be something I haven't done in quite a while, so I'm really excited about that. Now you're going to hear my new single, Chemical Spirit Connection.
Connection. If and all on
want to find out more about my music, you can check it out online at www.andrewgoldring.com. All of my recent releases are available on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, or you can buy them directly from me on Bandcamp. You can also purchase my vinyl on Bandcamp if you're interested in that or any other merch. If you're a musician who's in need of some mixing or mastering or producer, you can find out more about my studio and my production work at soundcavestudio.com.
92% of Slug readers attend community, arts, entertainment, and cultural events on a regular basis. More information available at slugmag.com.